A good tree bears good fruit. Obviously a reference to today's gospel, although it's not exactly what Jesus said. Jesus said a good tree does not bear rotten fruit. And a rotten tree doesn't bear good fruit. You can tell a tree by its own fruit. But the principle is basically the same. A good tree bears good fruit. So let's reflect a little bit on this. First of all, Jesus is just using this as an image. It's not an absolute statement, because the word good can mean a lot of different things. When it comes to trees, anyway. If it's a fruit tree, yes, it's a good tree if it bears fruit. But if it's a shade tree, well, then we want it to give us shade. If it's a tree that we're going to use to build a house, we don't care about the fruit. We care about the strength of the wood. If you go to a lumber yard, for example, you can buy good lumber or you can buy cocoa lumber. Cocoa lumber comes from coconut trees. A coconut tree might bear lots of good coconuts, but it's not good to build a house with. So the word good is being used in different ways. Anyway, the principle, once we establish the principle that a good tree bears good fruit, well, then it's easy to determine which tree is good and which one's not. Just look at the fruit. And that's the point Jesus makes. Every tree is known by its own fruit. Let's take another step. We use this word good in relation to people as well, and sometimes not always in exactly the same way. For example, what's a good student? Well, we usually say one who gets high marks or good scores on his tests or graduates with high honors, a good student. Fine, if that's the standard that we're using, but what if we find out that student cheats all the time, and that's why he has high marks? Or what if we find out that his parents pay all the teachers to give him the highest marks in the class? Well, then we would say, well, that's not good. Yes, he has the highest marks, but there's a different standard of goodness, right, when it comes to people. And we do this all the time. There's things that are good according to how we use them, or good according to some lesser standard, okay. But Jesus isn't talking about lesser things. He's really using this example of the tree, the fruit tree, the good fruit tree, to teach us something about us, his disciples. Before we apply this to ourselves, let's pause for a moment and remember that we have just celebrated on Thursday and Friday the feast days, which point out the best tree and the best fruit. On Thursday, we honored the Holy Cross, the tree on Calvary, which bore the best fruit, the salvation of the world, Jesus Christ pouring out his life for us. And we celebrated yesterday Our Lady of Sorrows, who's also a fruit-bearing tree, because she receives the fruit from the cross, and she becomes the mother of all those who are saved by her son. So this is the highest level of the imagery of the tree. And you can see this on the song sheet. You see this, looks like a young family standing in front of the cross, and the brilliant glory of the cross is shining on them. And if you looked at this picture, you might not think about trees unless you realize the tree is an image. So the good tree bears good fruit. The best tree is the cross. Okay, now let's apply it to ourselves, because this is what Jesus does in this gospel. He's only using the example of the tree to get us to think about ourselves. And the question about our own goodness is not about whether we have high marks or not, or whether we are impressive to people or not, or whether we win contests or not, or whether we're rich or beautiful or popular or whatever. A good person, out of the store of goodness in his heart, produces good. So that's the kind of good that Jesus is talking about. Goodness that comes from the heart, goodness that is reflective of the goodness of God, goodness that is a response to the goodness of God. Goodness in the heart. From the fullness of the heart, Jesus says, the mouth speaks. Then Jesus shifts the image to that of a house. From that, no longer talking about a tree, he's talking about a house. Well, what's a good house? Well, we would say a good house gives shelter to the people who live in it. If the house gives us shelter or provides what a house is supposed to provide for the people, well, then it's a good house. Whether it's an architectural award-winning house or whether it's beautiful or expensive or not, those are good too, but they're not the ultimate criterion for a house. Jesus says, well, what about when a river floods and hits the house? We saw images of this in Libya just a few days ago. An extraordinary flood that washed away hundreds and hundreds of houses. Well, were they good houses? They weren't good enough for the flood. A good house in that example would be one that's still standing today. It didn't get washed away by the river. Well, what is he talking about? He's talking about someone who listens to his words and acts on them. That's what it means to have a good house built on a good foundation that can withstand the flood. So goodness. We're talking about a goodness, not just a good house or a good tree or good fruit. We're talking about goodness that comes from the heart. Goodness that comes as a response to what God reveals. He's talking about listening to his words and acting on them. Now this is where we can apply it to ourselves, because we're not trees and we're not houses. We are human beings, and we have been given this gift of the Word of God, this gift that flows from the cross, the gift of grace, saving grace, amazing grace. Well, what do we do with it? What happens to that gift when we hear it or when we receive it? If we take it in, if we preserve it, and if we act on it, if we put it into practice, that's good. And if we don't, well, that's rotten. And this is what Jesus says, that's rotten. Why does he tell us all this? Because he wants us to be good. He wants us to bear good fruit. He wants us to participate in the goodness that he is pouring out on the world all the time. And he knows that it won't happen if we don't decide to be good. Now, it's a challenge to be good, because there's always resistance. Resistance in our own flesh and resistance in the world. Today we honor two great martyrs, Saints Cornelius and Cyprian. They were very good men. But they lived at a time when a lot of evil was reigning in the Roman Empire. It was illegal to be a good Christian. If you wanted to survive, you had to either not be a Christian or be a bad Christian. You could say you were Christian, but as soon as the authorities came and threatened you, then you'd have to back off and say no. That's a rotten tree. But Cornelius and Cyprian, because they heard the word of God and acted on it, because they persevered even in the time of a flood of persecution, they're the examples for us today of good trees bearing good fruit. We ourselves perhaps are not experiencing as much persecution as the early Christians, but we're always going to run into opposition to the will of God. Because it's difficult, like I say, our own flesh resists it, and because other people will think we're being out of step, or we're not being cool enough, or we're being too religious, or we're not being funny, or whatever it is. And those worldly definitions of what's good will always oppose the goodness that God has in mind for us. So we have to remember this. Remember what kind of goodness are we being called to? The measure of goodness is not what the world tells us. The measure of goodness is not how much we make or how popular we are. The measure of goodness is love. Because the two great commandments are love of God love of neighbor. If we are loving, then we're bearing good fruit, no matter what anyone thinks of it. If we're loving God, doing things according to His will, submitting ourselves to Him, then we're bearing good fruit, even if no one sees it, even if we ourselves don't see the fruit. We like to measure our lives according to some natural standards, if we have more money, or if our children are successful in school, or if people like us, or if we're changing the society, or we have a successful business, or all these, that's all good. But that's not the goodness Jesus is talking about. He's talking about the goodness that is divine goodness, which is love. Love of God, love of neighbor. So, let us take this simple statement, a good tree bears good fruit. Recognize the kind of goodness that Jesus is talking about and apply it to ourselves. We bear good fruit if we love one another. We bear good fruit if we love God, and if we persevere in this love of God and love of neighbor, even when we're facing a flood or a persecution. Love is more powerful than death. The fruit God has in mind for us is the fruit of eternal life. And that's what Jesus is teaching us in today's gospel.